This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 14. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. It says there, "For who knows a person's thought except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God." End of quote. No one knows my thoughts except my spirit. No one knows your thinking except your mind. Bible says in the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Holy Spirit. Why is it important to us? It makes all the difference in our attitude to what happens to us. God knows very well why certain thing He allowed happening in your life. You do not know the details. However, He knows well. If He knows the reason why things happened in certain ways, then our today's Bible insight says His Holy Spirit knows God's ideas and thoughts. This is how the Holy Spirit helps in our difficulties, sufferings, and problems. You know, we often ask a question. We often ask the question, if God is with me, why did this happen to me? I can assure you of this. God knows well, and His Spirit indwelling in you also knows well. Because His Holy Spirit indwells in you, He will help you through it. Bible says in Romans 8:26-27, "And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness." For example, we do not know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us, believers, in harmony with God's own will. End of quote. You see, when bad things happen to us, we do not even know what to pray for. We become so confused and stressed out. The Holy Spirit inside us prays for us, because He groans in our difficulties. He pleads for believers so that in the end, we will be in harmony with God's will. Beautiful, right? What a great ministry the Holy Spirit has when we are weak and faced with various trials. Beloved, we ask the question, if God loves me, why did this happen? Because, you know, we don't know the mind and thoughts of God. His thoughts for us are not to harm us. Though we may feel this way for a period of time, He plans to give you hope and future that you never imagined in your wildest dreams. What we do not see is this. Most of the time, God has a bigger and much more comprehensive plan than your puny mind can grasp. Another dimension is this. God wants to teach you certain things that would not happen unless certain things happens to you, though you do not like those things. Thirdly, God wants you to become His right minister with compassion and mercy toward others, not a babbler or hypocrite. Fourthly, certain things that you do not like could happen in your life so that the works of God might be displayed in your life. John chapter 9, verse 3. Only God knows His work behind your problems, and it is assured He will be glorified through His works behind the screen. You will praise and worship the loving Lord. I came across an article written by Vanita Rendell Risner. From her sufferings of many, many sufferings, she was a polio survivor from infancy. She had multiple surgeries in childhood. Then later in her life, her husband deserted her, and the death of her son also happened. In the midst of all those different painful experiences, she wrote this. Listen, she says, "When God brings trials into your life, don't question His love or turn away. God is doing something breathtaking in you, for you, through you. Because the Lord is with you, and because the Lord loves you, everything that happens to you is filled with divine purpose. Every trial you endure passes through God's loving hands. And one day, when your faith becomes sight, you will thank Him for every difficulty." End of quote. Did you hear what she said? God is doing something breathtaking in you, for you, and through you. Beloved, it is true 100%. You can always trust the heart and hand of God in the midst of your pain and confusion. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I do not doubt or question you or your love toward me. Lord, you promised your love for me no matter what happens to me. The pages of the Bible are full of your promises for me. I know you gave your only one Son, Jesus Christ, and he shed his divine and sinless blood to rescue me. I accept your love. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. Please come to my life and forgive me and save me now. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.